Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Talking about government and globalist hoaxes and how do we bring them down? It's day number two of this discussion. Masses of key news and breaking information coming up. But let's go to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Kelly in Texas. First-time caller, you're on the air.
I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about music.
Sure, go ahead. We've got open phones, but we're talking about hoaxes and bringing down the New World Order and global awakening. And that's what I kind of threw out. But go ahead and ask your question, brother.
I was wondering if you've ever heard of a band called Lamb of God.
I have heard of Lamb of God.
They are, there's an album that they have called Ashes of the Wake. And they are pro-gun, and they are First Amendment and Second Amendment guys. They're really.
And isn't some European country persecuting the lead singer?
No, absolutely not. Oh, yes, it is. Actually, it was an accident that happened. A guy jumped up on stage, and he scared the guy, and he pushed him. And the guy wound up cracking his head open.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's self-defense. Somebody jumps up up on stage and rushes you, and you push them, and they fall over and hit their head. I mean, it's regrettable, but under common law, that's self-defense.
Yes, and they went down there, and he was arrested when he got to Czechoslovakia. He was arrested, and the guy that got killed from Pantera, the guy, Dimebag Darrell, that got shot and killed, his brother actually took a special trip down there to Czechoslovakia to speak to the judge to tell him, you know, that this kind of stuff happens. And they used what they call the Dimebag Darrell defense now, you know, which I thought was really neat.
Yeah, it's the guy that got up and blasted him. No, I hear you. I hear you. I appreciate your call, brother. Very interesting. See, I know my metal lore. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Cleveland. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I started listening to your show about a year and a half ago, and you know my background is mostly business, but you know been very politically involved with things in life. And I could tell you what you know looking forward. You talk about like the state of where we are right now. People have no idea, and when you try to explain stuff to people about what goes on within our government, like a lot of people say, "Oh, Alex Jones."
Sure, go ahead. I think somebody calls you. Yeah, it's call waiting. Go ahead.
Yeah, when you give people information about it, I almost feel at times like an idiocracy when the soldier is trying to explain to the people the future is so dumbed down. You have to put water on the plants, and they're arguing with him about no. You know, I was told. You
I ain't never seen no plant grow out of no toilet.
Right.
You mean like water out of the toilet?
Right. People have no idea how many, you know, they talk about, you know, rigging elections and all that. I mean, the deals that are cut, you know, they think the Republicans hate the Democrats and vice versa. It is exactly like WWE.
No, they're a group of criminals at the top trying to extinct any opposition to their total takeover. They're all on power trips thinking they're going to literally live on Elysium officially. This is what all the futurists, all the elites say. They're getting a planetary government to then kill everybody.
And at every level, I mean, there are two things. One, not only are the politicians doing everything they can to help, you know, further their own personal agendas and pocketbooks, but the thing is, when you try to battle things locally, and I know this from, you know, being on a school board, the schools are so limited on having any sort of local decision making because basically what I'll give you a perfect example. Just a few weeks ago in the state of Ohio, they wanted to make sure that every school board adhered to this bullying policy, which basically is a gay promotion thing.
I know. It's global, UNESCO standardized. It's like the EU Parliament is elected. It has no power except for a bully pulpit. No, I understand. Go ahead.
If you don't adhere to it, they will not fund you and basically shut you down.
No, I know. And we need to point out these are not really independent school districts and take them back. Great point, sir. We're moving quick. We're getting to your calls. Just did two in one little segment. More calls are coming up. 800-259-9231. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
Joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
I am in my apartment, sir.
words for you? Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
March. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
That's right. We are the heart of 1776. You are the heart of human liberty. And we have to decide which side we're on and what we're going to do. I know many of you have already made that decision. They've been battling against the tyrants for years, and we're holding back much of their programs, much of their progress. We're taking your phone calls right now. But I wanted to play one more clip of Nancy Pelosi saying the founding fathers would absolutely support Obamacare.
There are those who are critics, and there have been bumps in the road, but they've only been turbulence. They have not been an obstacle to the American people having a healthier life. But our founders wanted for them life, a healthier life, liberty, the freedom to pursue their happiness, not job locked, but having benefits that health care policies that they can, that are portable. They could be self-employed, be a photographer. They could start their own business. They could change jobs. They could reach their aspirations. And isn't that a wonderful thing for a society and for an economy? Any questions?
Yep, and that's from the Daily Caller. Grab that clip. So let's give you something free. Let's increase health care prices. Let's con the youth into having to go get it. Let's bring in death panels. And remember, Obama came out and played the clip last hour and said, quote, the debate is over. Repealing this law is over. Of course, it's more unpopular than ever, upwards of 80% or higher, and falling apart and totally criminal and selectively enforced, discriminatory. Just absolute nightmare. And him and Joe Biden sit around and say there are no death panels. You're right. They don't call them death panels. You're right. There's no chemtrails because that's a parochial countryside term. It's geoengineering. You're right. There's no FEMA camps. That's a hayseed name. A populist name. They're called emergency centers. They're called Emergency Establishment Act, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, Rex 84, Operation Cable Splicer, Operation Garden Plot, Miami newspapers, AP, Reuters, look it up. They play those lawyer games with you. Oh, this isn't a police state. This is a stability force. This isn't martial law. This is an emergency, a state of emergency. This isn't a checkpoint. It's a safety stop. Playing games. This isn't cultural cancer. This is the new age of big government. It's all a bunch of mind games. All a bunch of fraud in your face. And it's extremely frustrating. Up on Infowars.com. Establishment media sanitizing Ukraine fascist. Another article by Kurt Nimmo on that subject just went live. Special report, women reject banning bossy. Man, I could be went out and asked women if they should ban the word bossy because the snapping turtle, Michelle Obama, says so. Border Patrol terrorizes mom and kids with a knife. I'm going to play the audio and video of that. Meanwhile, the Border Patrol is being attacked, shot, beaten. I mean, the Border Patrol on average has one of the roughest jobs out there. And at the same time, they're only used basically more and more on citizens. That's the only place they're authorized to basically act is write tickets to citizens drinking beer you know, in places like Big Bend National Park. I witnessed that again last weekend. So, and they don't like it either, and it's a pretty horrible video. But we've also got horrible videos and photos of the Border Patrol being attacked with rocks and having eyes put out, you name it, and being told they're not allowed to fight back, basically. So the political correctness has just gone into overdrive, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, Mexico's got Border Patrol. Well, why are they allowed to have? I mean, let me tell you, you try to sneak into Mexico and get caught by the federales, you're going to get beat up, number one. You might get killed. And you're going to get taken to a jail, and you're going to get shaken down, and your family's going to have their credit run. You're going to pay, depending on how much money you got, 10, 20% of your income, or you're not going to leave that facility. Is that racist? No, it's a predatory, kleptocratic country. So our Border Patrol is 100 times better than the Mexican Border Patrol. The Mexican Border Patrol is on record one of the most vicious in the world. Oh, but that doesn't count. It doesn't count. You have U.S. citizens, black, white, Hispanic, you name it, are being murdered all over the border. In fact, since I said it, let's just go to this this video. The article, if you want to see it, of your radio listeners, up on Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson, an article on this. Border Patrol terrorizes a mom and kids with knife and taser. And, you know, I've got to say, when I drive through these checkpoints, the one in Alpine, when you go down to Big Bend, beautiful area down there, very romantic. I mean, if I lived in the desert, that's where I'd live. I'd be down there. Great people. Almost everybody that lives down there is a listener. It was insane. I mean, I'd go in a restaurant, and like everyone was a listener. And then another day, I go in another restaurant. Everyone was a listener. It was wild. I'd see firefighters with the National Park Service listeners. I'd see I'm not bragging. Ooh, I got a lot of listeners. I'm saying Liberty is popular. I ran into most of the park rangers were very nice and were listeners. It was wild. Totally different experience than last time I was down there because I guess they had a marathon and a bike thing going on. So they had a whole bunch of extra federal cops down there that were being total jerks and bugging their eyes out at people and wouldn't say hi to you and were just writing people tickets for drinking beer. And I guess they just were told, you know, keep control of everything. But the point is, totally different experience. It wasn't a bad experience last time. I was just like, man, I'm like in a police state. None of that this time. But this woman, again, speaks English, clear English, blonde-haired, blue eyes. And my point is, can you imagine what they do to Hispanic Americans? And you come and you show them your license, and I've been through there, and it's not enough. They go, pull over here, we're going to search your vehicle. I get out of the thing and start getting mad at them. I go, listen, you're 80 miles off the border. You got all this license plate reading equipment here. You got nuclear spectrometers. You know I don't have a bomb in the car. You got illegal x-ray systems out here that are frying people. You're all going to get cancer. You see the videos. I go, leave me alone. Well, this time I pull up, and the guy literally goes, oh, Alex. And I just go. It's pretty funny. So the guy was just like, okay, U.S. citizens, yeah, okay, Alex, just come on. But the whole point is that this is what these things up to 100 miles in the country are. Every coastline in the border, 100 miles, that's most of the population. I think 73%, last time the ACLU did a report on this, live within 100 miles of a border or the coastline. 70-plus percent live on the borders of 100 miles or on coastlines. Think about it, West Coast, East Coast, and the borders. Let's go to this incredible video. Here it is. We'll come back and go to calls.
He told his other guys, this one's being difficult, get the taser. And he opens up my door and he says, ma'am, do I need to tase you to get you out of your vehicle? And I was like, no, you don't need to do that. You're acting ridiculous. Why did you even pull me over? Then he comes up to my seatbelt, pulls out a knife, and says, ma'am, do I need to cut you out of your seatbelt? And I was like, no, you don't need to do anything like that. I was like, all you need to do is tell me why you pulled me over. You know, this is ridiculous.
Yes, you don't talk back to a slave.
In the car. Then he took my keys from my ignition, and I was forced to get out of my vehicle. If I didn't get out of the vehicle, I felt like this man that was threatening to tase me and cut me out of my seatbelt was going to hurt me. I told my kids to stay where they were, because they were like, Mommy, what's going on? Where are you going? And I was like, you just stay where you are.
The rest of the video is up on Infowars.com. 70%+ of the country now lives under martial law with the Border Patrol.
The response has been overwhelming, and for that, we say thank you. Hi, I'm Daniel, one of the founders of New Mana Food Storage. You've let us know how much you love our GMO-free and great-tasting storable food. Now, you can help a veteran enjoy that same great taste. Part of every purchase from New Mana will be donated to help a veteran in need enjoy their next meal.
Buy with confidence. Buy the best. Buy New Mana. Call 877-817-9829 or visit powerprepper.com. New Mana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Steve Shank. The St. Patrick's Day earthquake could be the forerunner to the Big One. Still got fires in the west, still got winter in the east. Now the flooding has started in the Midwest with a vengeance. Millions of you have heard me tell you that every expert survivalist knows preparation is his most important skill. When you're surprised by a storm, a quake, a flood, it's too late. What you've got is all you're going to get, and it's usually not enough for 93% of Americans. Here's some help. Please go to fearlessusa.com and download my free emergency survival guide. With each emergency checklist, you'll see the problems you may never have imagined and the solution. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for Steve Shank's free emergency survival guide. This is good stuff you absolutely need to know. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for your free emergency survival guide.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
So long, Babylon system.
Babylon system is the vampire.
Sucking the children's blood.
Sucking the children's blood.
That's what Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, and all people are. Conscious, anti-human technicians. Coming up, David Knight broke this on InfoWars when he was first hired a year and a half ago. David Knight, hard to believe he's been down here almost a year and a half. He's going to be in studio start of the next hour for one segment, then we'll continue with your calls. Going back to those calls right now, by the way. report, EPA tested deadly pollutants on humans to push Obama administration agenda. That's now breaking. Daily Caller's covering it from C-SPAN, and a government report obtained by the Daily Caller. This is where they didn't tell university students and hospital patients they were pumping in super high-level deadly particles and gases to then skew it and claim it was lower levels and show the health effects to ban wood-burning stoves, you name it. I mean, this is Agenda 21 all the way. This is Nazi stuff. This is stuff that'll kill you. And David Knight was part of the group that infiltrated, got the information in North Carolina exposing this. He's going to be in studio with us. That's the kind of investigative journalist we hire, folks. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to, in fact, there's our article from 2012. Is that when we, I guess that's before we even hired David. That's when he first won a contest. This is crazy. EPA sued over illegal experimentation on human subjects, sued by the group David's part of. We're going to have him in here again in the next, start of the next hour. Let's go to your calls right now. Stephen in Georgia, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I got a question for you. If you could ask Obama, as a journalist, five questions that would bust open the New World Order wide open, what would those questions be?
Five questions of who?
If you could ask five questions to Obama, ask Obama five questions in an interview, what to bust the New World Order wide open, what would those questions be?
Boy, we don't screen your calls, so I didn't have time to think about that. That is a whopper of a question. That's a good question to ask callers. What would you ask him?
What would I ask him?
Mm-hmm.
I would ask him why he signed the NDAA and why he's setting up basically a police state.
He has canned answers for everything. So, I wouldn't get to ask that question. I would say to him, if it was on TV, it's more about him being there, the whole world's a stage. I know you're a puppet and an empty man who is totally blackmailed and controlled, and you're selling out humanity, and you are a narcissist, and you are a shame, and you will go down in the history books as a total fraud unless you repent now and turn from your anti-human ways and tell the truth about what's happening. And it is a war crime what you're doing, trying to push GMO on Africa and Asia and the forced inoculations and the polio shots that are sterilizing people in mass. You are a party to mass murder. And how dare you fund Al-Qaeda to attack the people of Syria? And how dare you try to overthrow Egypt, turn it over to Al-Qaeda? And how dare you commit mass murder in Libya? You are a disgrace and a fraud and an enemy of humanity. And I just see you for the scum you are, just like I did Piers Morgan. You are a redcoat enemy. You are a usurper. And I declare war on you. And you're on notice. We will not relinquish our firearms. I don't care how many lemmings you've got backing you up. I declare I'm free. And you're an enemy. It's more important to declare than the enemy. Not to even ask them questions. We know the truth. You are a usurping enemy. And the declaration of them being an enemy is the end of their fraud.
I would ask him why it's such a hypocrisy that he wanted to go into Syria, and then now they're doing the exact same thing in Ukraine.
Well, I would just tell Obama, I could tell you're a weak slave, scared. I could see you're shook up. The narcissism isn't working anymore. Salvation is in being a man. Salvation is in joining humanity. Salvation is telling the truth like Eisenhower or Kennedy. Come out of evil. Come out of Egypt. Tell the truth.
Exactly. Appreciate it, Alex. Thank you.
Appreciate you, brother. Let's go to Mark in Texas. Go ahead, Mark. We'll probably hold you over, but get to your point.
Peace and love, my brother. Peace and love. I just wanted to let you know that I came across a really great book as a result of an interview on the Catherine Albrecht Show. Robert Lewis wrote a book called Raising a Modern Day Knight. It addresses the problem in society about not having an understanding of what it is to be a man in this world and how that's deeply missing in society and how it's contributing to all the things that we see going on.
I want to hear about that when we come back, because we're going to play Child Roland the Dark Tower of Cain straight ahead. Everything is about emasculating men, cutting fathers out of the life, even if they try to be a father. And women are told the victory is in scuttling and beaching your man. That women are told they become fulfilled by destroying their man. The statistics say the opposite.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're here on the tip of the spear fighting for basic human freedom. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. Find details at InfoWarsNews.com. And then, of course, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., we have the special InfoWars News for 2 hours, hosted by yours truly or folks like David Knight. And, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of David Knight, he is coming at the start of the next hour. Report EPA tested deadly pollutants on humans to push Obama admin agenda. We actually broke that 2 years ago. I was incorrect, not a year and a half ago. It's now in the mainstream news today. By the way, David Knight was part of the group that infiltrated and got the information and sued them. Just so you know, we're proud of his work. That's one of the reasons I hired him. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, we have the new magazine, since the last caller mentioned what's happening to women. They're attacking the whole species, turning us against each other. They are assaulting everything. And they're saying you should just be able to turn your kids over to the state. Turn them over to after-school programs. You should be able to party. You know, the state is your husband. Kick your man to the curb. Men have no rights. Men are bad. You'll be empowered as soon as you bring your man down. And the men have been taught to be a bunch of wannabe tough guy thugs and, you know, have their own set of issues. And last month's issue exposed the war on men. This issue of the magazine, at cost, in groups of 10 of up to 100. That's how you don't subscribe. We folks who subscribed, it was very successful, but I decided to end it because it's more cost effective to not make you pay for shipping 12 times. Just buy the issues of the magazine you want in groups of 10 up to 100 and give them to friends and family. Big color 68-page magazine documenting the chemicals, the biologicals, what they're doing to you. Big color glossy magazines. It's the equivalent of a book that you can then give friends and family and give women, you know, so they understand to hopefully deprogram them or wake them up. And women are panicking right now on average. Statistically, higher mental illness levels, higher breakdown in society. You can look that up in mainline psychological publications. Women are not being validated by the system that swore it would validate them. And so there's a collapse level event going on in society, and it's under chemical warfare attack. So this is the new issue of the magazine, available at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. A lifeboat of information in this special edition of the magazine. Modern-day Maryland, the war on women, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also, our sponsors make the broadcast possible. The best durable foods company out there, My Patriot Supply. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find the specials. They got a lot of other preparedness items. MyPatriotSupply.com. Great customer service. Non-GMO organic. MyPatriotSupply.com or 866-229-0927. Now, continuing here, briefly, because I want to go to Child Roland, Dark Tower Came by Browning. But you were making the point, yes, I've read the guy's book. Very interesting. You know, perspective on raising young men to be honorable, to be men. This is what the system's trying to eradicate. And I'm not saying this guy's book is the end-all, be-all compendium on this. It's his perspective on what a knight is, but it's basic chivalry. And chivalry and being honorable is being extincted. Your comment on that, sir?
Yes, in addition to the chivalry approach, he takes a biblical definition of what it means to be a man, and I think that's what's sorely missing. Just if I could, a real man rejects passivity. A real man leads courageously. A real man accepts responsibility, and a real man expects the greater reward. And it's a remarkable way to raise a young boy in this troubled time. So let's use it as another tool against the social destroyers.
Absolutely. God bless you. Now, folks, a very powerful piece of poetry.
Robert Browning. Child Roland to the Dark Tower came. 1. My first thought was, he lied in every word, that hoary cripple, with malicious eye askance to watch the workings of his lie on mine, and mouth scarce able to afford suppression of the glee that pursed and scored its edge, had one more victim gained thereby. 2. What else should he be set for with his staff? What, save to waylay with his lies, and snare all travelers who might find him posted there, and ask the road. I guessed what skull-like laugh would break, what crutch gin write my epitaph for pastime in the dusty thoroughfare. 3. If at his counsel I should turn aside into that ominous tract which, all agree, hides the dark tower, yet acquiescingly I did turn as he pointed. Neither pride, now hope rekindling at the end descried, so much as gladness that some end might be. 4. For what with my whole world-wide wandering, what with my search drawn out through years, my hope dwindled into a ghost not fit to cope with that obstreperous joy success would bring, I hardly tried now to rebuke the spring my heart made, finding failure in its scope. 5. As when a sick man, very near to death, seems dead indeed, and feels begin and end the tears, and takes the farewell of each friend, and hears one bid the other go, draw breath freelier outside, since all is o'er, he saith, and the blow fallen, no grieving can amend. 6. When some discuss if near the other graves be room enough for this, and when a day suits best for carrying the corpse away, with care about the banners, scarves, and staves, and still the man hears all, and only craves he may not shame such tender love, and stay. 7. Thus I had so long suffered in this quest, heard failure prophesied so oft, been writ so many times among the band, to wit, the knights who to the dark tower's search addressed their steps, that just to fail as they seemed best, and all the doubt was now, should I be fit? 8. So, quiet as despair, I turned from him, that hateful cripple, out of his highway, into the path he pointed. All the day had been a dreary one at best, and dim was settling to its close, yet shot one grim red leer to see the plain catch its estray. 9. For mark, no sooner was I fairly found pledged to the plain after a pace or two, than, pausing to throw backwards a last view o'er the safe road, 'twas gone. Grey plain all round, nothing but plain to the horizon's bound. I might go on, naught else remained to do. 10. So on I went. I think I never saw such starved, ignoble nature. Nothing throve. For flowers, as well expect a cedar grove. But cockle, spurge, according to their law, might propagate their kind with none to awe. You'd think a burr had been a treasure trove. 11. No. Penury, inertness, and grimace, in some strange sort, were the land's portion. See, or shut your eyes, said nature peevishly, if nothing skills, I cannot help my case. 'Tis the last judgment's fire must cure this place, calcine its clods, and set my prisoners free. 12. If there pushed any ragged thistle stalk above its mates, the head was chopped, the bents were jealous else. What made those holes and rents in the dock's harsh, swarth leaves, bruised as to balk all hope of greenness? 'Tis a brute must walk, passing their life out with a brute's intents. 13. As for the grass, it grew as scant as hair in leprosy. Thin, dry blades pricked the mud, which underneath looked kneaded up with blood. One stiff, blind horse, his every bone a stare, stood stupefied, however he came there, thrust out past service from the devil's stud. 14. Alive? He might be dead for aught I know, with that red gaunt and colloped neck astrain, and shut eyes underneath the rusty mane. Seldom went such grotesqueness with such woe. I never saw a brute I hated so. He must be wicked to deserve such pain. 15. I shut my eyes and turned them on my heart, as a man calls for wine before he fights. I asked one draught of earlier, happier sights, ere fitly I could hope to play my part. Think first, fight afterwards, the soldier's art. One taste of the old time sets all to rights. 16. Not it. I fancied Cuthbert's reddening face beneath its garniture of curly gold. Dear fellow, till I almost felt him fold an arm to mine to fix me to the place, the way he used. Alas, one night's disgrace. Out went my heart's new fire, and left it cold. 17. Giles, then, the soul of honor, there he stands, frank as 10 years ago when knighted first. What honest man should dare, he said, he durst. Good, but the scene shifts. Faugh! What hangman hands pinned to his breast a parchment? His own bands read it. Poor traitor, spit upon and cursed. 18. Better this present than a past like that. Back, therefore, to my darkening path again. No sound, no sight as far as I could strain. Will the night send a howlet or a bat? I asked, when something on the dismal flat came to arrest my thoughts and change their train. 19. A sudden little river crossed my path, as unexpected as a serpent comes. No sluggish tide congenial to the glooms. This, as it frothed by, might have been a bath for the fiend's glowing hoof to see the wrath of its black eddy bespate with flakes and spumes. 20. So petty, yet so spiteful, all along, low scrubby alders kneeled down over it. Drenched willows flung them headlong in a fit of mute despair, a suicidal throng. The river, which had done them all the wrong, whatever that was, rolled by, deterred no whit. 21. Which, while I forded, good saints, how I feared to set my foot upon a dead man's cheek, each step, or feel the spear I thrust to seek for hollows tangled in his hair or beard. It may have been a water rat I speared, but ugh, it sounded like a baby's shriek. 22. Glad was I when I reached the other bank. Now for a better country. Vain presage. Who were the strugglers? What war did they wage? Whose savage trample thus could pad the dank soil to a plash? Toads in a poisoned tank, or wild cats in a red-hot iron cage? 23. The fight must so have seemed in that fell cirque. What penned them there, with all the plain to choose? No footprint leading to that horrid muse, none out of it. Mad brewage set to work their brains, no doubt, like galley slaves the Turk pits for his pastime, Christians against Jews. 24. And more than that, a furlong on, why, there. What bad use was that engine for, that wheel, or brake, not wheel, that harrow fit to reel men's bodies out like silk? With all the air of Tophet's tool on earth left unaware or brought to sharpen its rusty teeth of steel. 25. Then came a bit of stubbed ground, once a wood, next a marsh it would seem, and now mere earth, desperate and done with. So a fool finds mirth, makes a thing and then mars it, till his mood changes and off he goes, within a rood. Bog, clay and rubble, sand and stark black dearth. 26. Now blotches rankling, colored gay and grim. Now patches where some leanness of the soils broke into moss or substances like boils. Then came some palsied oak, a cleft in him like a distorted mouth that splits its rim, gaping at death, and dies while it recoils. 27. And just as far as ever from the end. Not in the distance but the evening, not to point my footstep further. At the thought, a great black bird, Apollyon's bosom friend, sailed past, not best his wide-winged dragon penned that brushed my cap, perchance the guide I sought. 28. For looking up, aware I somehow grew, spite of the dusk, the plain had given place all round to mountains, with such name to grace mere ugly heights and heaps now stolen in view. How thus they had surprised me, salve at you. How to get from them was no clearer case. 29. Yet half I seemed to recognize some trick of mischief happened to me, God knows when. In a bad dream, perhaps. Here ended, then progress this way, when, in the very nick of giving up one time more, came a click as when a trap shuts, you're inside the den. 30. Burningly, it came on me all at once. This was the place. Those two hills on the right, crouched like two bulls locked horn in horn in fight. While to the left, a tall scalped mountain, dunce, dotard, a-dozing at the very nonce after a life spent training for the sight. 31. What in the midst lay but the tower itself? The round, squat turret, blind as the fool's heart, built of brown stone, without a counterpart in the whole world. The tempest's mocking elf points to the shipman thus the unseen shelf he strikes on, only when the timbers start. 32. Not see? Because of night, perhaps? Why, day came back again for that. Before it left, the dying sunset kindled through a cleft. The hills, like giants at a hunting, lay chin upon hand to see the game at bay. Now stab and end the creature to the heft. 33. Not here, when noise was everywhere. It tolled, increasing like a bell, names in my ears of all the lost adventurers, my peers. How such a one was strong, and such was bold, and such was fortunate, yet each of old lost. Lost. One moment knelled the woe of years. 34. There they stood, ranged along the hillsides, met to view the last of me, a living frame for one more picture. In a sheet of flame, I saw them, and I knew them all. And yet, dauntless, the slug horn to my lips I set and blew. Child Roland to the dark tower came.
I don't normally air poetry, but that is powerful. And it says it all. Dauntless lifted the slug horn to my lips and blew. Child Roland to the dark tower came. Your calls, a ton of important information, straight ahead.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and the truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The video that Darren McBreen put together, very powerful anti-suicide cult video, is up on Infowars.com. Video, Soylent Green is made out of people. DrudgeReport.com is linked to our article dealing with the Border Patrol terrorizing a woman with a knife and taser in a highway pullover miles from the border just shows the bizarre behavior. Again, I'm not even demonizing the Border Patrol. This is just a mess. But that story and video is up on Infowars.com. Let's go back to your calls. I appreciate David holding. Then we'll go to Alex, James, Al, Anya, and Anya's in France. I need to skip ahead and get to Anya soon. Sometimes folks call on their own dime. David in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you. I've been listening to your radios for about a year now, and I just wanted to talk to you about what you think about the medical establishment pushing their agendas for things that people don't really need.
Well, I mean, it's a mix. You've got a lot of good doctors, a lot of great nurses. They got a really hard job. But the drugs aren't working anymore. The bugs are becoming hyper-resistant. And now the government and the bioethicist boards, the death panels, are programming the hospitals and programming the system to take medicine out of the hands of the doctors and even make it worse. So that's my view on it. Most doctors are really good people. It's just that they are in a cult, basically, of doing things one way. I mean, they're great when your leg's broken or you got a gunshot wound or when you have, you know, your aorta explode. Miracle medicine. It's just that pharma itself has become very predatory. What's your view on it?
Well, I grew up in a chiropractic background, and I was always told not to take anything that I don't need. So I think that if you have any back pain or anything like, I don't know, anything other than, you don't need to go to the doctor for a regular cold.
Well, I know this. I know a lot of people, they say you have knee surgery, and they just go and take yoga or stretch, and they don't need, and take, you know, the proper type of joint support. We have it at InfoWarsHealth.com. I mean, it's just miraculous what the Alex Pack does, you know, that has the different things in it, including the FX support. And the things it does for the joints, I mean, they're just not telling you that a lot of times there are things other than surgery, and that's being proven. And so MD medicine, run by the system, is wanting to shut down its competition. Great points. Anya, in France, where the story of Roland comes from, go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling you just basically because I really feel for you. I'm living here in France, and we're not quite where you are at the moment. I've been watching your programs and trying to sort of like update myself on all the information that you're giving out. And I really feel for you because I don't know how you get these people to move. I really don't. I can see they're moving, but I think it's a bit too late. And I actually think that elsewhere in the world, they're as asleep as they are in the States. Only you're much further on than we are. I actually think that this new world order is on our doorstep, and nobody is actually aware of it. Well, they are aware of it, but you talk to people. I can hear people talking on your show, and they're sort of, okay, they're aware, but there are so many people out there. You can actually alienate people talking about these things.
I agree. Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you. I'm calling from France, Anya. You're making some great points. I want to get your idea on how you think we do reach out to people and solutions. So don't hang up. We're going to come back to you. And then we're going to go to Alex and James and Al and David Knight's going to be popping in about secret EPA testing that's been exposed and more in the next hour. Infowars.com. Follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Help us get that Soylent Green video out to everybody.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.